So let's talk about how you've worked this last couple of weeks to prepare the team for Marcus. You've been running the Oregon offense, right?
Yes, sir. Giving him different looks that he gets during the game, running the ball, scrambling wild, looking down the field, trying to get the ball off, and just trying to get them prepared for everything that they're gonna see in the game coming from him.
And watching game film, of Oregon, how did you prepare to give them those looks?
We played kind of similar. He, instead of scrambling all the time, he mostly tries to look down the field, try to find an open receiver. So that's one thing I've been trying to emulate. And, being real consistent in his passing. They have a lot of passes, and he's real consistent getting the ball in tight windows and stuff like that. So those one of the two things I've been working on the most this week.
So how's the defense responded to some of what you've been doing?
They've been doing good. It's a battle between us on the scout team and them, try to get them the best look possible. Just so they don't see anything on Thursday that they haven't seen before. So it's been a good week. They've been getting better, but the more you see it, the better it's going to be and the easier it's going to be for you. So now they're starting to react as opposed to thinking about things so much.
Right, right. So, looking at the second tier, if you're Marcus Mariota, what are you looking to exploit?
It's not much to exploit. I've been trying to exploit them, trust me. And as the days go by, the more that they see it, the more that it gets harder to do what I've been doing earlier in the week during practice. So now they're starting to pick up. They're starting to match up routes better, reroute runners. So it's going to be tough to get past our defense. Now that they comfortable with it, they really playing now. So,
did they start doing any spying on you, like linebackers or anything like that, to contain you?
They really just leave it to our DNs just to have contain. They've been doing a real good job of that. I've been trying to, get outside all the time, and Mario, DeMarcus, Lorenzo, and Jacob Pugh, Ricky Leonard, they all been staying home and, really protecting and contain. So that's been good sight.
So, one of the things that as you watch Oregon consistently have receivers that are wide open.
Mm-hmm.
And how's the defensive backfield responded to that?
That's one of the main things I said before that I've been trying to, try to simulate the most is they get caught up with so much of him running that most defenders forget that they're guarding somebody. So that's how it ends up happening. It happened a couple of times in our practice, but that's one of the things I've been stressing to Jalen and to make sure everybody let the front seven handle him. You know what I'm saying? Don't get caught up so much scrambling him, because when you do that, then the receiver's just running around behind you, you kind of lose track of it. So that's one of the things I've been trying to get our scout team to do and trying to get our defenses to do. Don't pay so much attention to the scramble, but always be aware of what's around you too at the same time.
So on a personal level, what have you learned, and how has this made you better?
Going against our defense every day is a challenge. So, as a quarterback trying to get prepared for my time to play, it's very beneficial. And it's helped me be more consistent as a quarterback, be more accurate because the windows are tighter. And the type of routes that Oregon runs, it's not a lot of different things. It's a lot of downfield stuff. So just having touch and, putting passes up. Just throwing different types of passes, different types of balls has helped me. And not scrambling so much to actually look down the field, that's really helped me a lot too.
Good. John, thank you.
Appreciate it.